Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Well, hello.
Hey.
Happy
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yes. Wednesday. I remember now. Halfway through the week there, buddy.
Yep.
Getting closer and closer to going back to your homeland.
Homeland.
We go to homeland tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yes. We leave this place, we go to homeland tomorrow.
Moose and squirrel.
Yes. This enjoyable.
You are moose, I am squirrel.
Yes. It's called Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Which we learned is yesterday is the most dangerous state in the union.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Pray for us. We'll be there tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Nope.
Shall we? What?
Tell me what's going on with you this morning.
I woke up this morning and my eyes were killing me.
Yeah? Why is that?
I'm gonna get in trouble with my eye doctor if she's somehow listening.
Yeah?
I don't guarantee that she is, but I wear contacts that I think you're supposed to take out either at night. I believe you're supposed to take them out at night. I've been wearing these pair for the last 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah. And he doesn't mean wearing the pair, like taking them out at night.
No, I mean straight. Like I mean straight.
He never takes his contacts out of his eyes.
I mean, I flat out have been wearing contacts for a really long time. So today I had to wear my glasses because my eyes were really red and they really hurt. And I think it's just because I'm overly tired. I'm sure it has nothing to do with wearing contacts for 6 months straight.
So I have posted on Facebook, someone call Steve-O's eye doctor because it's time for Team Awesome Morning Party and Steve-O never takes his contacts out. Now!
But here's the thing. You know how much money I've saved stretching these contacts out 6 months?
Let's ask your eyes in about 10 years how much money you've saved.
Oh, man. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get worse by wearing your contacts every day?
Your eyes get worse anyway. And when you deprive your eyes of oxygen, what do you think's going to happen? Let's use logic.
But I'm saving so much money right now.
Sounds good.
Man, why you gotta do that to me?
It's called a real juke.
I know! I'm trying.
It's scientific.
I know. Someday, I'll get it. I'll get it together. I'll figure it out.
No.
It doesn't look like that's going to happen now.
You know, if you would get up and make one of these shakes, you would be smarter.
Oh, man. Not going to happen. You woke up this morning, and that's actually what woke me up. The sound of the blender downstairs, and I was like, crap. That's what he does last.
Yep.
I am still in bed. I need to wake up.
It's like your alarm clock.
It really is. So
it's good for both of us.
You make those every single day, but we found out this week, you're like super health nut, like, oh yeah, I gotta eat this because it's vegan, and this is gluten-free, and this is awesome. So every morning you...
I'm not a vegan, and I don't eat gluten-free things.
Whatever.
Just to clarify.
That little bowl you made yesterday was gluten-free.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that.
Really?
I don't pay attention
it's
to that.
It's on the package.
That's Dawn's stuff. That's
Boom.
Not me.
She secretly snuck it into you. Like, hey, eat this. It's really good. And you're like, man, this is tasty. Gluten-free.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. So, we this week, we had to go to the store, and you needed kale because mm-hmm. it's really healthy.
Yeah.
It's super scientifically healthy.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Dum, dum, dum. Chrissy found an article.
Yeah.
It started talking about all these crazy, like, poisons that are in kale.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 and she's reading it, and I'm like, well, I've been eating kale a long time. I guess I'm going to start getting sick or something. And then at the bottom of the article, it said, in case you didn't realize, this article is not real. And it said, but next time you go on that food craze or whatever,
check everything.
Yeah.
No, you're actually
Chrissy is,
doing a really good job.
She's the same. She's kind of the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. She shops at the healthy places that are stupidly expensive.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't we just get normal meat? Well, this meat is grass-fed, and this cow was raised 3 miles from here. His mother's name was June, And she was a sweetheart.
She was a sweet cow.
And it's gonna
taste
delicious.
Happy cows are in California.
Gosh. So, yeah.
I think the thing is with food, and I'm not trying to offend anybody in other states that work at farms or anything.
Right.
Like last time.
Yeah.
But the thing with food is so much synthetic stuff has snuck into our food over the past 50 years, we don't even realize it.
Right.
You know? So it's like, now everybody's like, wait a second, wait. Is this even meat?
Right.
What am I eating here?
Truth.
You know, and then we all think about it. It's like, yeah, right, whatever. But then remember what you ate at school, friend.
Right.
Remember that pizza you were eating at school? Mm-hmm. You know that weird taste that no other pizza has?
Well, my father-in-law, my wife's dad, was a cattle rancher.
Yeah.
So she was actually...
She knows. She
grew up on a ranch with cows that she named that they would then slaughter and eat. And she would, at night, like at dinner... Her sister's like, you know, Miss.
Yeah.
Missy, her sister, is super sensitivo. You know, like she's sensitive to everything.
Yeah.
And Chrissy was the one that would be like, hey, how's this taste?
Oh, no.
You know who this is?
That's awful.
Missy. This is Veronica.
You know who
We're
this is?
We're eating Veronica.
That's terrible.
Tonight it's Veronica. Huh?
Come on, Missy. Missy, if you're listening, I'm
sorry. My wife's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
It is Wednesday. We've got Shock Therapy Live coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You can get your questions in now, studio@mystaticradio.com. Prepare them for Pastor Nate Heitzig. We already got a couple email questions that we will definitely get to today. Let's see. We've got birthdays, 6:45.
Birthday. Is it your birthday? If it is, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. You know whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
Tim Skipper.
What?
Yep.
We've got to call him.
Yes, we do.
All right. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static Radio.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to it. Team Awesome.
Bam, 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 bam. Wake up.
It is Wednesday. It is 6:30. It is time for your favorite segment. Random phone call time, girl. Hello.
Hey, morning, guys. It's Mark.
Hey, bus rider Mark.
Hey, so hey, I was wondering, what's the name of that song? The one about the ghosts and the girl and that.
Scraping the girl up the pieces. The most?
Scraping up the pieces?
Yeah, that's Twin Forks. That's Chris Carrabba's new little... thing, side project of fun.
Yep.
Oh, cool, because I heard it, and it reminds me of one of my best friends. He's dating a girl, and she believes in ghosts, and I thought it was really weird, and then that song plays, and I'm like, man, so I'm going to float that to him so he can play it for her.
You should tell your friend that she needs to set up a profile like I did on ghostsingle.com, and we'll see.
No, she should not. There's actually a new website there, Bus Rider Mark, where ghosts... can mingle.
We'll see.
Really?
We'll
but
see
you
if
have
we get
to be an apparition.
Yeah, we'll see if we get any spooky attractions.
Oh, man. No. No.
Yeah. It's October.
This
I can be
real.
A ghost.
This is happening.
I'm going to wear a traditional ghost costume to work every day from now on.
Like just a sheet over your head?
White sheet, two holes cut in it.
There you go.
You do the Charlie Brown with lots of holes cut in it.
Yes.
No.
There it is.
No.
Right on. Thanks, Bus Rider Mark.
Yeah, have a great morning.
You too.
Bye.
Bus Rider Mark.
I feel like if you're doing the Charlie Brown and you're wearing that traditional ghost costume with a ton of holes cut in it, you are playing the ghost of a character from any season, any episode of Breaking Bad. Yep. Which character are you? Oh, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
Season 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now. Sing a song about it. Sing a song about the heartland. Place I call my home. Oh, news. The U.S. has a new $100 bill.
Oh, good.
Yep.
So I won't see that one either.
You won't see this one because it is a secret $100 bill.
Really?
No, I made that up.
Oh.
It just says we have a new $100 bill. We saw it on the internet. It's kind of blue and it's got
orange. Oh, that's right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
new $100 bill.
I'll get to know that bill well because I'm super ballin'.
Dude, look at this. Blue ribbon on the front of the note.
Yep. Tilt the note back and forth. While focusing on the blue ribbon, you see the bells change to 100s as they move.
What?
We're getting like a bling bling $100 bill.
That's good. I still won't ever see it.
It'll probably be able to track you. So watch out. It looks super cool. Oh, this is the neatest money I've ever held in my hand. Why does the government know where I am at all times when I have this $100 bill?
Good thing for people like us, they'll never be able to track us. Tricks on you, government.
Put it in a $5 bill and then you
Boom.
Will.
Boom! Yeah!
Heck yeah. Exactly. Gravity, the movie Gravity, is doing well at the box office.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying it's cool.
We're going to have a really late review of that.
Hope so.
Yeah, we hope. We're trying to go catch Nashville. There's no IMAX here, so.
No, but there is in Nashville.
So we're going to go watch this movie and freak out on space.
I told Colin, I said, I want to go see Gravity, and he was like, pass.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I said, what's wrong with you? Anyway, a Michigan bill would outlaw beer pints fewer than 16 ounces.
What? So that you have to be like a bar of your word, I guess?
Because
we found out recently the Subway, they've been selling foot-long sandwiches, and some dude measured it, and it was only like 11 inches. And it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop.
I paid for a foot-long.
I saw that story.
Where's
That's
that
crazy.
Extra inch?
Where is it?
Anyways.
The White House says it's fixing glitches on the Obamacare website.
So it's fixing Obamacare or just glitches
just
on the website?
Website?
Oh, okay. God forbid they actually get to some real work.
iPhone 6 rumors have already begun, of course.
No!
We've been having iPhone 6. That's not news.
It's news to me.
That's stupid.
I got this stupid phone thinking that I was going to at least be cool for like 3 months.
Oh, check this out. The TSA now allows people with marijuana to board airplanes.
Oh, that's good. That should be fun for tomorrow when we're boarding an airplane.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Did you hear about the British guy who forgot to book the venue for his wedding, so he panicked and called in a bomb threat?
Oh, snap.
That's next level right there. He loves that girl.
Oh, no, that's...
I did this wrong. I have to fix it. Bomb threat!
Were you responsible for anything? This could become a topic. Were you responsible for anything for your wedding? Like, did you have to take care of anything? Or was it, like, basically Dawn saying,
no.
Hey, you know what, sweetheart? I'm going to take care of everything because you're a man and you're dumb.
We had a tiny wedding.
So did we.
We just looked at the place together and we're like, yeah, that's good. I think actually our families took care of most of, like, everything for us. Like, we're going to do this. Like, we showed up and Aunt Sharon,
she had
like a schedule. She's like, all right, here we go. Boom! And I'm signing stuff. I'm like, what's happening?
Little did you know.
It was a confusing day, man. And then the next thing I know, I got a wife. I'm going to Jamaica. I just thought we were going to eat.
We have to talk about this coming up. I was responsible for one thing.
And you forgot it, didn't you?
And I totally blew it, but I got there. I saved the day in time.
When you say blew it, did you mean you called in a bomb threat?
No, I did not. Oh, man.
Wow. Tom Hanks has a new movie where he plays the captain of a cargo ship that's taken captive by Somali pirates.
Captain Phillips. I want to see that.
It looks pretty neato.
Yeah,
it looks
neato.
Intense.
Looks intense.
Okay, so did you hear the story about how the guy was in the Land Rover or whatever, Range Rover, and, like, nudged the biker guy?
Yes.
And then the whole, like, they pulled him over and dragged him out and beat him up.
There's a video that I refuse to watch. Somebody captured it on camera, of course, because it's 2013. But they pulled this dude out and started, like, hitting him with their, like, motorcycle helmets.
It was in New York, right?
Gosh. Somewhere.
Check this out. An officer has been arrested after the SUV biker attack in New York City. Apparently, he did more than just watch as the whole ordeal played out before him. The off-duty officer actually did get involved, but not the way he should have. The arrested off-duty officer avoided acting on his professional duties for fear of blowing his undercover status. He was actually caught on the same video as the rest smashing the SUV's rear window with his fist. The consequences of not only this, but lying about even being involved could lead up to a sentence of 25 years. The simple damage alone could earn him up to 7 years, while NYPD Internal Affairs wants to nail the off-duty officer for something much more severe. They are simply waiting for enough evidence to stick. For now, the officer is assigned to desk duty and awaiting charges. Wow.
That's like Point Break style. He was in a crazy undercover gang trying to infiltrate things. See, that's messed up. We obviously don't know the real story because I've seen way too many movies, and I'm like, bro, you can't do this. He was undercover for you. He was trying not to blow his cover.
Yeah.
And now you're going to send him to prison as a rat.
That's what happens.
You know what happens? We've seen way too much Sons
of
Anarchy,
bro. We watch too much SUV.
Way too much.
SVU.
And SOA.
And, gosh, so much stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many shows.
It's too many.
Apple will unveil new iPads October 22nd.
Well,
there you go.
Perfect. Just in time.
So all those brand new $100 bills that you think you're going to save, they're gone. Because you know you're going to be buying that iPad.
$100 bill. When was the last time you saw a $100 bill?
Well, I see them sometimes at the merch table.
Oh, okay.
Because people come up and they hand you a $100 bill and I always look up and go, you rolling? You want another t-shirt? How about two more t-shirts? I'll keep this whole thing. This whole $100
bill. Look.
Where is that?
Hurry over here.
There's balloons. The balloons are lighting up.
There are tons of balloons in the sky. People, you got to look out your window.
They look like lanterns.
If you're driving, don't do it because the sun is like starting to peak. Look at all those balloons lighting up right now. It looks like, wow, it's crazy.
It's the glow. I got to see it.
It's like the Karate Kid 2 when they put all those lanterns in the water, except it's in the sky. So
I feel like I'm watching Mulan.
It's crazy.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. That was special for me. I don't care what you think. Check this out. All right, Albuquerque.
Here we go.
You ready for this?
I think so.
Just a few weeks ago, well, a month or so ago, we had what Dawn affectionately referred to as Squattergate.
Squattergate!
When we found out that crazy runner girl was running around in Knob Hill pooping in that guy's yard.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up just pooping.
That was a real story.
Not even wiping.
Got us on the map.
Yep.
That and Breaking Bad. We're just known for some awesome things.
That's the ABQ, man. Hey, at least it's not Mississippi where we're known for racism.
Yeah.
Drive-by shooting of an elephant.
Oh, wow.
You know, stuff like that.
There's elephants in Mississippi?
I'll explain later.
Okay.
It was the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Ah!
Some idiot drove by the Tupelo Coliseum and shot an elephant.
Are you serious?
In a drive-by shooting. I'm not kidding.
Did they kill it?
No.
Okay, I'm like...
It was an elephant.
That's what I was thinking.
And so, This happened a few weeks after we ratified the 16th Amendment in Mississippi.
Wow.
Just on the ball out in our state.
Yep.
Anyway, it's my home. I love everybody there, but we are very stupid. This is what has happened, Albuquerque. We have been one-upped.
Oh, no.
By none other than the poop-a-trader.
Oh.
The poop-a-trader strikes again. Students washing their clothes at the Saybrook College laundry room at Yale University got a very stinky surprise when they found out that someone had regularly tossed in human feces.
No!
Urine and food waste into the clothes dryer in the past month.
People.
The Yale Daily News reported that though the first incident happened early in September 2013, it took physical delivery of the excrement to the Saybrook master's office to catch administrators' attention. The students have dubbed the person or persons responsible as the poop-a-trader. Look out, everyone. There's a poop-a-trader loose, and he's coming after your dryer. Steve-o.
Unbelievable.
Steve-o.
Yeah.
Your dryer running?
Yeah.
You better save it from the poop-a-trader.
Oh!
Protect it. If you would like a dryer insurance policy, you can call me, Mateo. My number is 17. And it's only $1,000 a week. So, give me a call. Poop-a-trader insurance.
Amazing.
That's your breaking news.
All right. Coming up, 2.5 minutes. Birthdays. Get your birthday shout out in right now. Studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow!
Literally.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Mateo's drinking a healthy shake.
I've decided something, everyone.
These healthy shakes aren't good. They make you have ideas.
I've decided to boycott the radio.
You can't boycott the radio.
I feel like the Rocky theme should be when I'm about to boycott something. I should just come in and I should be like, I've decided today that I am boycotting jean shorts. They are stupid. Sometimes they are uncomfortable. And unless you are Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn, you should not be wearing jean shorts.
You can boycott jean shorts.
Boycott initiated now.
You did it, man.
I am boycotting right now.
You did it. I believe in
you. It's part of my Baptist heritage. Sam Swan knows what I'm talking about.
Sadly, Sam Swan won't be here Friday because we won't either.
Sorry, Sam.
We're going to be away. However, we've got a great classic for you. An instant classic, if you will.
Instant.
Had a chance to spend some time with David Dobson this last Monday. Be able to catch that show in its entirety this Friday. It's going to be good. You know what else is good that we will never boycott?
What?
Because we ain't Jehovah Witnesses.
Nope.
Birthdays. See what I did there? Actually, I had a really good friend in elementary school, and I was always so confused because he was always like, it's my birthday. And I'm like, oh, pardon!
No, whoa. No pardon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's your birthday? No, hey.
We have a good friend in Nashville. Her name is Kelsey. And she has decided that all that holiday, can't do holiday stuff is stupid. So she started celebrating.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
We're celebrating.
That's cool.
It's birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Well, it's Tim from House of Heroes' birthday.
It's hey, Tim.
It's Tim Skipper's birthday.
We're going to call him.
One of my co-managers at Forever 21, her name is Leah.
Yeah.
It is her birthday. She got engaged yesterday, so if for some random reason she's listening, congratulations, Leah!
Does that mean you're going to take time off for a wedding, too?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I don't go to weddings. I boycott those.
Yeah?
Ever since my own, I was like, I'm not doing this again.
You just send the gifts?
Yeah.
No, I don't send any gifts. Why would I send gifts? That's money.
1 week from today could be one of the greatest birthdays in the universe.
Could be. Is it my birthday?
It's Jack Jeter's birthday.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Is that a person? We got some birthdays today, Steve.
Yep, it's the 282nd day of 2013. Only 83 days remaining.
Till my
the
party.
Year.
Are you coming to my party?
83 days.
Are you going to be at my party now?
I'm going to try to.
You better be.
I'm going to. Right. You know what? I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
It's New Year's.
I'm going to be there.
Me
are
at
we
my recital
at, are
when
we
I was
at
nine.
A wedding right now?
And
I thought we were at a recital.
Not only from Wings, but from Monk.
Oh Tony.
The short guy.
Tony Shalhoub. Yes!
He was in that movie about terrorists with Denzel Washington, too.
What?
The one where they're blowing up buses in New York and stuff. And,
Speed! Got it. Totally nailed it.
No, I forget what it's called.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Anyway, it is Tony's birthday.
Wings was such a great show,
he
man.
He played the mechanic on... Or,
no, he
was
played
he
the...
Wings?
Was he a taxi driver?
That,
or he was something
he was
like that.
He was a mechanic on Wings.
Okay. He was a mechanic?
He was a mechanic.
I thought that was...
Well, he was, too. I think they both were.
Are you sure he wasn't the taxi driver?
Andy Kaufman was a taxi
57.
Driver.
57.
62.
He turned 60 today.
Wow.
Tony Shalhoub.
We're getting close already.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Already.
Who was the other dude that Zeroing played the mechanic? The Sandman?
I keep wanting to say
Sandman.
Thomas C. Howell, but that's not right.
It's Thomas Hayden Church. That's who it is.
That's
Thomas
right.
C. Howell's Pony Boy. Or whatever.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
All right.
He also had a very minor part in Amazing Spider-Man.
What is this song? Getting from
there to here. Folgers. It's Folgers' birthday.
Really?
Is this Rod?
Actually, Rod sang this song. He did sing this song, but this is the guy who sang it for the theme song for Enterprise.
Is that a Star Wars show?
Oh, man.
Punch him. Punch him over the radio.
I need to help out Steve-O, so here we go.
Oh, what is his name in real life? Scott Bakula.
Yep.
Yeah!
Bakula.
Dude, Quantum Leap!
I am Bakula. I am Scott Bakula. I go and
come
travel.
On. Come
I
on.
I live in different bodies.
Come on. Nobody wants to give me
Quantum
credit.
Leap.
Nobody wants to give me credit for getting that music before anybody else in the universe got it.
Hang on.
Thank
Let
you.
Let me give you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. How old do you think Scott Bakula is?
Oh, man. Timeless, because he's in Quantum Leap. That was one of the greatest shows in the universe.
Yeah, it actually depends on which body he's in currently.
Yeah.
Because he could be any age.
Did you see the Elvis episode when he was Elvis?
I think so.
God,
I remember seeing it in the credits or whatever. You know, and he would go like,
"Yes,
man." Me and my dad used to watch this show.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Hey, we're guessing ages.
What?
How old is he?
I think he's
older.
He is probably
66.
Well, Shalhoub was 60. I'm gonna say 62.
59.
Whoa, good.
Only 59. He could go back and do Quantum Leap again.
Yes, Bakula.
I wish you
would.
It could happen. I wish you would.
My kids love that show.
Gosh, that
our
show
whole family
so
used
great.
To watch that show.
My kids have never seen it. Ozzy.
Well, no.
Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon. Yeah. Sharon.
Manager, TV personality, Sharon Osbourne celebrated her birthday today.
I just realized we teased like a week ago when Dawn was here about being starstruck and Ozzy Osbourne got starstruck and we never went back to that story.
What was it?
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
It was Taylor Swift. He was starstruck over.
Continuity, friends.
Yes.
There
Sorry.
You are.
Full circle. There you go.
We
Podcasters
got
from a week
How
ago.
How old is Sharon?
Sharon is Sharon.
I like your shirt.
Hey, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
She is 64.
66.
61.
Ah!
I'm just going to say
Sharon
66
Osbourne,
for
Sharon
everyone.
61.
Ever.
All right.
Man.
Let's see. Director, producer for...
James Franco.
Kung Fu Panda 2 and 3 and Pacific Rim.
Oh. Wait, what is it? Executive director? What did you say?
Yeah, executive producer, director... He does all kinds of stuff.
Guillermo del Toro?
Yep, that's right.
Really?
Yep.
Why didn't you say Pan's Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Directed one of my favorite movies of all time, Hellboy 2.
Yeah. The Hellboy movie.
I'm
going to
drink coffee
good.
While you guys just
The Gold
discuss.
Sorry, how old is Guillermo?
He's Luke this week. I Here's a question.
Yeah.
Steve, you're a dad of like 9. So, you've got a lot of kids.
Okay.
So, you can tell me if I should be nervous about this.
Okay.
Because, honestly, we're a comic book family, and I own a ton of comic books. Well, my son, about a week ago, you saw this...
Is anyone tying this into Guillermo del
yes,
Toro?
Yes. Okay. You saw this portrait, right, Tao? That Luke drew me last week, and he comes home, and he drew me something from school. He drew me Hellboy at his Christian
right,
school.
Right, which Guillermo... Right, that's
yes,
one of
which
his
Guillermo
movies.
Del Toro directed, right. And I was like... Oh, awesome.
Proud.
So it was an amazing drawing.
Proud.
But it was one of those moments of, oh, okay. Ooh. Can't wait to get that phone call from his teacher.
Yes, your son drew a picture of Hellboy? Hellboy?
So how old do you think this guy is that did all these movies?
I think he's definitely older, but
60.
He's not too old.
No, wait.
I think he's 54.
Yeah,
54.
56.
49.
Ah! Well, the beard. It's because he's got a great beard.
Is that why?
Yes.
All right.
Gotta be why.
Read.
Wait. I know this.
Enya.
No, we've played it before. You probably said Enya last time, too.
Pure moods.
Actually, this guy, the art Thomas Newman, does a lot of music... the music that we're playing is from Boston Public.
Oh.
He does
oh.
a lot of movie scores.
It really sounds like
Thomas
a song that
Newman?
Would have been on Pure Moods.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, from Picket Fences in Boston Public, Fyush Finkel.
Good.
Oh.
Who I have no idea.
Fyush Finkel.
I don't even know if I said that right.
It's okay.
39. No. 50.
No.
Okay.
Young?
40.
No.
20?
91.
Okay. Like I was ever going to get to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, neither one of you guys were going to get that.
24.
No. Wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
Alrighty. From Bull Durham.
That's amazing.
Bull Durham.
Good Morning
Jim
Vietnam.
Robbins. Oh, wait.
And Arliss.
Oh, man.
Robert Wool.
Robert Wool! Also would have accepted... freaking Batman.
What? Yeah, he was in Batman.
He was in Batman.
Who was he in Batman?
He was the dude that I was trying to take out. Miss Lane.
Wait.
And he is into some freaky stuff. He was in the mansion. He was with her. He was the reporter.
Wait, Miss Vale?
Miss Vale. I meant Miss Lane.
No.
Vicki Vale. And
we'll get to this later.
Yeah, it's okay. He stayed in D.C. That's cool.
Yeah, my bad.
Robert Wall celebrating a birthday today.
Okay, how old is this guy? Let's think about it. In the 90s, he was obviously in like his 30s or something.
That was 1989, by the way.
Oh, okay. 61. 64.
He's 62.
Ah!
Hey, you were close. You almost did the math right. That's pretty good. Okay, I'm going to play this guy's biggest hit.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So you can figure out who it is. Because he is a singer.
A singer?
Yeah. Biggest hit.
Yeah.
There you go.
I hear the ocean.
Very famous father.
Man, I feel great right
now. Randy Newman.
Very famous mother. John and Yoko's kid.
Ah.
Oh. Oh, Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon.
Yeah.
There it is.
I can honestly say I've never heard a Sean Lennon song, and I feel
now
little
you have.
Bad about it.
Now you have.
On Tim Skipper's birthday, I have confessed.
I feel like I'm in an elevator.
Well, then guess, and we'll get out of it.
Get out of the elevator, Steve-O.
52.
No, gosh.
I don't know.
31.
38. He's 38 years young.
I don't know. I'm not a John Lennon fan.
You've seen, maybe.
No.
He looks a lot like him.
Does he?
He looks, I don't know. He looks like Yoko and John's kid.
Tim Allen.
No.
Wilson.
Nope.
JTT.
Nope.
Al. The kid that played Brad.
Zachary Ty Bryan.
Is that him?
I think. I don't know.
He is.
He's one of them.
29.
31.
32.
Ah!
All right.
He was my least favorite. I was always a JTT wannabe.
Well, yeah!
Yeah. Seinfeld.
Oh,
Kramer.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Now I'll give you a hint. You ready?
Yeah.
Elaine.
That's
when I
boss.
Was walking through the jungle. Can't do him.
That's the dude. It was her boss.
Jay Peterman. Played by John O'Hurley.
Yes.
Who, Danced with the Stars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's his birthday.
63.
65.
59.
So close.
All right. Play this guy's biggest hit, too.
Hump Day!
It is.
American Idol winner of season 10.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Season 10?
Season
Are you kidding
10.
Me?
How long ago
they
was that?
They lost me at like 3.
I didn't
know
there had been 10 seasons.
I know. The trouble with girls, they're a mystery. What is this?
Oh, it's the kid.
Yeah.
Scotty McCreery.
Yep.
Shut up.
The reason I know that is because my friend Nathan Thomas is his bass player.
Oh, okay.
Nathan Thomas gave me bass lessons in Nashville because he is incredible.
Okay.
All right. How old is Scotty McCreery today?
Is he the one that looks
he's
like
young,
Opie?
Dude. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's young. 24.
Not Opie from Sons, like Opie from Happy Days.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, hey, let's go fishing. I and I are in the pond.
How old did you say?
I said 24.
I'll say 25.
You guys, what have we done with our lives?
I've lived a
How
great
old is
life.
He?
He's 20.
He's 20?
He's 20. Okay, let's move on.
Gosh!
He sounds like George Strait or something.
This guy probably should have been an Eagle, but he's not.
Don Henley.
No.
Don Henley was an Eagle.
God, idiot! Why don't you go sit over there and be stupid? Joe Walsh!
Yeah, he was an Eagle as well.
Gosh, I'm terrible at this game.
This is Running on Empty, right?
Yeah, this guy actually one time dated Daryl Hannah.
It's not Bob Seger? It's not Bob Seger.
Nope.
It's
Oh, here you go for all you Fast Times fans.
Oh, you are
Billy
rocking,
Joel.
You are rocking some hits this morning, Steve.
Jackson Brown celebrating a birthday
Jackson
today.
Jackson Brown. See, that's throwing me off. He's got two last names for names.
So how old do you think he is, anyway?
He's 62, obviously. 68.
You guys did all right. He's 65.
Ah!
65. We are to dates.
Yes!
And you guys have got nothing right yet.
We've got nothing.
So on this date, in what year...
Oh, snap.
Elvis and Priscilla Presley were divorced in Santa Monica, California. Priscilla got $1.5 million in cash, $4,200 per month in alimony, plus 5% interest in two publishing companies.
Nice.
Wow.
Couple left the courthouse arm in arm and kissed before Elvis drove away without her.
Oh. Well, at least they're still friends.
Stop
or they
it.
Were.
What year was that when that happened?
Well, he died in 77, right?
I think so.
All together. Suspicious minds.
Yes. Might be Elvis's biggest hit, believe it or not.
Really?
Although it was late in his career.
Was he still married late in his career? Trying to get some hints out of this. 1973.
74.
1973.
Yeah!
That time.
Yes, I am. I don't need that chicken song.
Chicken song is
stupid. I want Elvis. Oh, baseball. I'll take baseball.
All right, on this date, in what year did we run through the Black Sox scandal?
Oh, snap. Eight men out.
Cincinnati Reds won the World Series.
Oh.
Thrown by Chicago, who would take decades to recover.
Guess who doesn't know?
Wait, is this guy? Is this 8 men out?
Yes.
Oh, did you see 8 men out?
Nope.
The beat drum. Black Sox scandal. This was obviously not the Big Red Machine, right?
No, Big Red Machine was the 70s.
Are you guys talking about bubblegum?
No, dude, baseball. I don't know the Black Sox because I... Sorry.
Shoeless Joe?
I never
Come on.
Saw... Yeah, okay. Shoeless Joe was like Field of Dreams guy that came out,
yeah.
Right? That era. So think of like really old uniforms. So I'm going to say... I'm going to get it way wrong, but I'm going to say 1923.
1918.
1919.
Oh,
I almost said 1919.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Shoeless Joe should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Should Pete Rose.
He had great stats for that series.
Pete Rose.
So should Mateo.
There's no way he was participating in throwing it. But anyway, he got paid. That's why he's out.
Yeah.
So on this date in history, what year... The first electric blanket was sold in Petersburg, Virginia for $39.50.
1952.
1957.
1946.
Oh.
Dang it.
I've never trusted electric blankets.
Nope.
I've never had one.
Ugh, my mom, when I was a kid, she would make me rock one of those if I was not feeling well.
Not to be trusted.
Not to be trusted.
All right, KLYT Albuquerque, we are almost there.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. There you go. Today.
Yes.
Today, there's a list of things happening today. It's Emergency Nurses Day. National Chess Day. You guys play chess?
Kind of.
It's Walk to School Day.
Yes. Gosh, I want to walk to school.
I used to find money walking to school.
What?
Yeah. I walked to school every day.
No, I didn't go to a money school.
You just walk the same route all the other kids do, and they're all dropping stuff, and you're picking it up.
You were like, bada bing, bada boom.
It's Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
Oh, man. Hopefully Jack didn't hear that.
I was going to bring Snuggles, but he's got a controversial career now, so I couldn't.
Fire Prevention Day. Moldy Cheese Day.
Yes.
National Dessert Day.
Good.
And today is Submarine Hoagie Hero Grinder Day.
Hatred.
Hoagies and grinders. Hoagies and grinders.
Nope.
That is all. All
right. We got a great show for you today. I'm
yes,
excited.
We do.
We're going to get back to wedding mishaps.
Oh.
If you missed breaking news.
They're the funniest things.
Incredible story, and I happen to have one. I may or may not have forgotten something slightly important on my wedding day.
I have a couple of funny wedding stories.
So,
hey, did Albuquerque get a mayor or what?
Mayberry won.
Mayberry.
Okay.
What do you mean? We were having dinner. It was such a landslide that it was like, hey, I'm going to concede now because it's only, pretty intense.
Yeah, I forget about that.
Remember?
I do.
Come on! It's a celebration. Hey, congratulations.
I did go vote. Did you go vote, Steve?
I totally did go vote. So, I felt really bad. And then I felt better about it later when I was like, see? I didn't need to.
Crazy.
I'd also like to thank everybody who voted yes on everything because they don't know what they're doing. And now, Mateo, welcome to New Mexico, where you'll be paying a lot more in taxes.
Sounds cool.
Good job, voters. Quick break, right back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Static Radio! Good morning. Welcome
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah! Hump Day!
Hump Day 2013!
It's the only one we get this year.
Hope you're ready for it.
Steve-O and Mateo with you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. What are you thinking about? What are your dreams? Call us.
Aspirations? Goals?
Let us know.
Achievements? Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
I want to talk to some people today.
Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah.
We're about to do something that I just made up in my head, and it's called Random Question from Mateo. So what's going to happen is you're going to call in.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you something that I think of right before you call. So no preparation on the spot.
Okay.
You can lie about it if you feel like you have to. But I don't encourage it because it's stupid.
Are we ready?
Ready.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, just chilling. Are you ready for this?
Did you call in for the random question?
I guess, dude. All I did was call. Dude, it had to be God's timing because all I did was come in the truck real quick to fill out my tickets, and then I get this, so I had to call.
All right.
I like it. All right. Here's the question. You ready? If you had to choose between being eaten by a shark or a dinosaur, which one would it be and why?
It's so easy. I'd want to be eaten by a dinosaur so I could see other dinosaurs before I got eaten.
Exactly.
And I would also want to be eaten by a dinosaur because chances are they can gobble me in one bite and a shark would have to, like, munch, munch, munch.
No, dude, no, you're wrong. Haven't you ever seen Jurassic Park? The Raptors!
That's true.
It's true. It depends
on... God, that would shred you up, brother.
Because what I didn't tell you, caller, is that the dinosaur is a Procompsognathus, which is one of the tiniest... Do you remember The Lost World? The little ones that hopped around?
Yeah.
That's what's eating you, friend.
I would rather get eaten by a shark.
No, you can't change now. It's over.
But it's pool boy.
I'm sorry, pool boy.
Eat toe by toe, finger by finger, ear by ear.
Wow.
The most ironic thing is you are pool boy, and you chose a dinosaur instead of a shark. That's how it works out, friend.
That Amazing. Is great, man. I love you guys. Dude, I'm going to miss you guys. Have a safe trip, and God bless, brother.
God bless you too, man.
Right.
Later.
Who's next? Somebody else call in.
I feel like you are just terrifying people.
Good.
Here we go.
Okay.
Are we ready for it?
Yes.
Static.
Yeah, I'm ready. This is John.
Hey, John.
All right, John. You have 20 days to get to New York City. You can choose between walking, riding a bicycle, or Mystery Quest. Which one's it going to be?
I'll take the Mystery Quest.
What's the Mystery Quest?
All right, Mystery Quest. You win today because you get to go to New York on a hoverboard!
All right, live back to the future.
Yeah!
Hey, we only got a couple of years before those things are invented, so.
Alleged.
But here's the problem. Those boards don't work on water. You need power, so you can't go over water on that board.
So
you're
going
to have to
ace
that out. So when you come to the river, you're going to have to ford the river.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope that helps, John. Have a great day, man.
You too, thanks.
God bless you on your adventure. All right.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, Mystery, who's next? This is random questions.
This is the oddest moment.
It's the best thing we've ever done. That's what you meant to say. Who's calling in?
So quirky. 505-338-3700. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, which one do you choose?
I choose the first one.
You chose wisely, friend. You get over.
That was good.
And for that, I commend you.
Yeah. That was a good choice.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. Static!
Hello?
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 Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, what's the question?
Okay. You get to choose. You either get abducted by aliens and taken to the top of the Sandia Mountains. And
are they nice aliens?
I'm not done with the question. This is how we play. I ask you the question, and then you respond. That's what we do.
All right.
How many options?
Let's see. Aliens and abducted to the top of the Sandias, or?
No, I wasn't finished yet. Oh. They take you to the top of the Sandias, and they drop you, and you have to ride the tram down. Post-abduction, mind you. So you're already uncomfortable, and then it's going to be worse.
Yeah, because, man, have you ever been on that thing?
It's terrifying. Or you have to work at Chick-fil-A for a year. What's it going to be?
What part of the kitchen do I work in at Chick-fil-A?
The worst part. No, you're not even in the kitchen.
Am I working the register?
No, you have to clean. You are cleaning the restaurant. You are janitorial engineer. You have to clean out the dumpster.
For a year, no pay.
No, you get paid.
But
it's minimum wage.
Well, then why would you not
do
that?
So I either get abducted by aliens and go to the top of the Sandias.
Or you get a job.
And you have to ride the tram down.
That's only two options, right?
That's all you get.
That's all I get. Did we, like, throw in a hot air balloon since it's, like, balloon fiesta?
No.
Ugh.
What's it going to be?
I'm really sorry about that.
Heck, I'm going to have to brag about going with aliens.
Yeah, that's what you chose wisely, my friend.
That's good.
Because not only did you get abducted by aliens and you got dropped on the top of the Sandia Mountains and you had to ride the tram down, but people actually witnessed it. You took your story to major news outlets and you are now a millionaire.
That's right.
Well
done. Brag about that.
Good job.
Boom.
Good job. There you go. You chose wisely.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
See ya.
This is real life, right?
Who's next?
I don't know. Let's find out. Static.
Hi.
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 Who's next?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, this is it. You can either be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or Batman.
What?
Which one is it?
Choose wisely, friend. Choose wisely.
Now, I will tell you this little hint.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Well, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Steve Austin Morning Party. Steve O'Mateo.
Hey, everybody. We're trying to talk about marriage stuff and nobody cares.
But the good news is, it is the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, yes.
Which means it's time for one of our favorite segments in the entire universe. Are you ready for it?
I think so.
Hit us with that music, maestro.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and I really, really need them, and I can't remember them, so we can bring them up here, and it's really
good. Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah. Gets better every single time. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
Show the webcam your cool hat.
AstroZombies.com.
Booyah. Steve-O, I like your hat today.
In full support today.
Yeah. They got AZ merch.
But I feel like, does it look like I'm sporting for that or for Arizona?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
Either way,
Comics Corner.
Comics Corner.
Let's go to it.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the world de comics.
Well,
lot of new books coming out today, one being Nightwing 24, for those that have been curious as to what is happening with the original Robin, Richard Grayson.
Nightwing.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Well, Forever Evil has hit, and Geoff Johns, the creative mind behind the rebirth of Green Lantern, The Flash, and other notable things, who is now pretty much running the show at DC, has said that Dick Grayson, Nightwing, is kind of like the Batman of the younger generation. So you've got the Justice League, you've got Superman and Batman and Aquaman and Cyborg and Wonder Woman and The Flash and Green Lantern. Spoiler alert if you have not read any of the Trinity War leading up to this new series, Forever Evil. The entire Justice League is dead.
Boom!
Yeah, for real. They killed the Justice League. They killed all of your superheroes that you know and love so very, very, very much.
Goodbye.
They decided, we don't need you superheroes. You take a vacation.
They said, y'all stupid.
So all the big heroes are gone in DC right now, and the villains are trying to take over. And so Geoff Johns said, you know what, we really want to focus on Dick Grayson, on Nightwing, because he was the original Robin. He's kind of like the leader of the next generation.
Yeah, he's kind of like Thanksgiving. He's the guy that gets skipped over. You know, he's super important.
He is.
Everybody knows about him.
Yep.
Everybody respects him, and even, you know, people come together to celebrate his existence, but everybody forgets about him because you got Batman.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, we'll say that Batman is Christmas,
uh-huh,
and Robin is Halloween.
Okay.
And then right there in the middle is Nightwing. And he just gets skipped over. And you know what? Thank you, Geoff Johns, for being like, no, no. We need more cranberry sauce. We need more stuffing.
Dude, I love cranberry sauce.
We need the whole thing.
Yeah.
We want Thanksgiving.
So they decided to put Nightwing at the center of it, but not in a good way. There are rumors of his death. There
we
are rumors
of destruction.
We want a sad
Thanksgiving. The worst.
Yes.
We want everybody to come together and be unhappy.
Yeah.
But that's, at least I didn't skip it.
Here's the thing. For all you fans of Batman and the Batman universe, a new book came out today. It's called Forever Evil Arkham War, and it's based in the DC universe, happening right now with the, you know, the superheroes all dead or gone, wherever they are. Because you know they can't really all be dead. They're probably displaced somewhere in time,
yes,
or they're some crazy universe.
They've slipped into another dimension.
Who knows? Of course, with DC these days, they very well could be dead because they've been doing some crazy stuff lately.
Now that's true too, Nick.
But there's a new book that came out today for all you Batman fans. It's called Forever Evil Arkham War, and had a chance to review it, read it last night. The premise is this, with all the superheroes gone, I gotta be honest, yeah, of all of the superheroes,
yeah,
minus maybe Spider-Man,
ooh,
I would say that Batman's Rogues Gallery is my absolute favorite.
Ooh, that's a great comic book debate. Whose Rogues Gallery is better, Batman or Spider-Man? Because I think,
honestly,
consensus, those are the best.
Gosh, they are without a doubt the best. So you've got the Riddler, the Joker, Clayface, Scarecrow, Penguin, Two-Face, Mr. Freeze, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Killer Croc. The list goes on and on and on and on. There's, yeah, all these great.
But then on the
villains,
other hand, you have Green Goblin, Venom,
Doc Ock,
Hobgoblin, Scorpion,
yeah,
Electro,
mm-hmm,
Sandman,
yep,
Hydro Man.
Yep. Mysterio.
The Vulture.
I'm
Mysterio.
Being serious.
Rhino.
Right, yeah, yeah. So you've got some
The Chameleon.
So imagine
this. The Lizard.
This.
Gosh.
Let's equate this to Spider-Man fans here. Basically what's happening right now in this world without heroes, this new comic book that's releasing today, you've got all these villains, and they've decided to split up Gotham. Rather than fighting all this stuff, hey, you know what, guys? Let's be bros. This will be your barrio. This will be your district. It's like watching a crazy episode of Sons of Anarchy where the heads of the gangs are all in costume makeup and have weird Halloween costumes on.
Ooh.
So, like, the mayor of the entire Gotham City right now, the,
yeah,
Penguin. And he allocated different sections to people. All right, Riddler, this is your territory. Hey, Man-Bat, this is your territory. Poison Ivy, this is your territory. They have all these different territories. Well, Bane, who is Bane and bows to no man, has decided he's going to build an army because he wants all of Gotham for himself.
Oh!
So this new book coming out today, it's called Forever Evil Arkham War. It just kicked off. Issue 1 came out today. It's basically Bane versus the entire Batman Rogues gallery, and it is awesome!
Forever evil, yeah. I wanna be forever evil. My name is Bane.
So that's the premise.
I'm raising an army, and I'm gonna kill the Penguin and Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's pretty much it. We're trying to be spoiler free, so that's the basic premise. As I mentioned, it comes out today, issue number one. It's Forever Evil Arkham War, and I gotta say, out of a possible 10, I'm giving this like a solid 9.9. It's really good.
All right,
the premise is great. It's written by Peter J. Tomasi, who did Green Lantern Corps, had a fantastic run there, and the art is pretty rad as well, so yeah. Do yourself a favor, Bat fans.
Meanwhile, in Mateo world,
yes,
I am reading Infinity.
Yes.
Steve-O's reading it too, but I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, please do.
Infinity is the universe-spanning event happening in Marvel, part of Marvel Now, and it's real. Okay, so what's going on? You have these groups of folks. I'm going to give minor spoilers because...
Because you're up to issue, what is this, issue 4 of 6?
Yeah, so if you haven't read any of Infinity, I'm going to mention things that happened in the first 3 issues.
Yes.
And subsequent issues of Avengers and New Avengers.
Okay.
This is nerd time, so if you are just tuning in and you hate nerd things, I apologize.
Go away. Welcome to Comics Corner. Or learn something.
Learn something.
Diversify yourself.
Yes, diversify yourself. Anyway, what's going on is, all right, way back when you have these this alien race, and they're like, hey, we're responsible for all this crazy stuff, all these universes, all this blah, blah, blah. We help put them in business. And so everybody's like, whoa, what's happening? Well, then Earth is this anomaly that keeps messing everything up. It's because of humans. So we're messing everything up, and these people from way back in the past, this alien race, they're like, all right, if we take out Earth, then everything fixes.
All of civilization will be... All the universe will be greater.
Yeah, like all of creation will be
humans
fixed.
Have free will, and they're freaky, and they're irrational, and we don't understand why they make the decisions.
And they're
going
nuts. And now that there's heroes, and they have all these weapons, they have entered the playing field of everybody else.
Right.
So we're like... We're like the grumpy little stepkids of the universe. And we're just messing everything up. No offense to stepkids or grumpy people.
Right.
Anyway, so the things come in, this alien race, and they're like, we're taking you out. And then, of course, our heroes, the Avengers, they flap into space, and they're like, no, you're not. What? So they go up there, and they're partnering with the Shi'ar Empire, and with the Kree, and with the Skrulls.
Holla!
And with the the Brood.
Yeah.
Brood.
Yeah.
All these different alien races are like, hey, we got to stand up, because these things... They're taking out everybody, and that's what they're doing. They're going around, and they're enslaving everyone.
Yeah.
They're like, no, all of you guys are stupid, and we're the best. You guys are in fourth grade, we're in sixth grade, and now it's time to pay the price. So they're coming around, and they're taking everybody. But then Earth, you know, they're like, no, we're in fourth grade, but we don't care, because the merry-go-round is ours.
We've been drinking homogenized milk forever. We big.
These hormones are crazy. So they're... Going in there, everybody's going nuts. Meanwhile, Thanos, who we know from the end of the Avengers, if you saw
purple
the
guy.
Purple guy that turned
Shout
around
Shout out,
and
purple
smiled.
Guy.
Shout out, purple guy.
Purple people eater.
Not talking about Barney. Anyway, he turns around, he smiles at the camera. That's Thanos.
Yeah, that guy.
Thanos, in these comics, is like, okay, everybody's distracted. I'm going to go take over Earth.
Boom!
Because apparently he has a son that's been walking around, and he's killed all of his other children.
Right.
I don't know why
he's a bad
he's
man.
He's just a jerk.
He's a giant jerk. Evil, evil man.
So he goes to Earth and he's looking for his kids. Well, you have these different, like, you have the heroes, you have humans, you have mutants, you have, you know, whatever, robots. And then there's this other group of people called the Inhumans. And there's something crazy about them.
They're like galactic,
whatever.
Powerful
They're like
beings.
Crazy, these children. But they've all been kind of undercover.
Mm.
Because once these...
would you say they're like the angels of the situation?
Who knows? I don't know. I might be entertaining angels right now, these boys. But then when these mists come out, they transform into like their inhuman abilities, pretty much.
Right.
So it's kind of like mutants, but the mists activate it.
Totally gotcha. Following you completely.
So... Something has happened, something major, and these mists have activated all around the world.
Yeah.
And now so many people that had no idea that they were Inhumans are transforming. And that is where we're at. No more spoilers.
Inhuman powers activate!
Yes.
And there you go.
I'm telling you, it's a great series. It's super, super well written.
Thor possibly had my favorite moment of Thor lore ever in history in this last issue of Infinity.
Yeah, so check out Infinity. It's tying into the Avengers and New Avengers, but it's also like branching out into the other. They've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Like in Spider-Man, there's mainly one giant battle that happens in New York that Spider-Man's involved with.
Yeah.
And it covers it in Spider-Man Team-Up and this other book called Mighty Avengers. And it's the same battle, and it's kind of like minute to minute. So I thought that was cool. It's focusing on the one battle.
Yeah.
But it's in different issues of different series. Because it's like Luke Cage is in there, and different heroes are in this one battle. But in Spider-Man, it shows his side of it. And then in Mighty Avengers, it's Luke Cage's side of the one battle.
If you're just turning into new nerd speak, it's Comics Corner, courtesy of Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com. Here's the thing. Marvel and DC, nerds everywhere are like, this is the greatest thing in the universe because it's universe crossing crazy stories. If you're new to comics and you're like, I just kind of want to get involved in something that's like not as intense, that's not, I don't have to spend a ton of money on and still get to enjoy it. There's some good books out there that are not part of the series. I just read the new issue of Green Arrow 24, which released this last week. And they're kind of trying to go, hey, all this stuff is happening over here, but we're gonna do some stuff over here.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know, point one or a year stuff, to where it's like way back in his history so it doesn't mess up the storyline.
And that's happening in Batman too.
Yeah, and so currently if you're listening, you're like, yeah, well, I wanted to, but issue 24 was a solid jumping on point for Green Arrow fans. And if you've been watching the television show, which actually premieres this week, season two of Arrow, that's a good place to start. There's plenty of other books out there that are just jumping on points, or hey, I want to start a new series. There's a few different options for you. So
you
there
have,
you go.
You have options.
Yeah,
anyway,
you do.
It's a fun time to be a comic fan.
It really is,
and I'm excited about it.
So all right,
pick up, go look at something that's a comic book involved. This segment has been brought to you by Astro Zombies.
3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com. We got to take a quick look at traffic. I know you love it when I spring that on you.
Hang on.
It's 818.
Just let me load it.
Ready, set, go!
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff. All right, we have the road construction roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 at Pork River.
Oh, yeah.
We looked up the exact
Porkins River.
Yeah, Rio Puerco, so the roadway has been reduced to one lane. Be careful around there. But looks like we have some accidents going on. We have an accident, Coors Boulevard, between Montaño and La Aria Road Northwest. We have the balloon fiesta. Watch out.
There are balloons everywhere.
An accident, two right lanes blocked. I-25 South between Cole Avenue, exit 224, and how do you say this? Cesar Chavez.
Avenida
Cesar Chavez, exit 223. Two right lanes are blocked because of an accident there on I-25, so be careful. And it looks like it's getting pretty congested around that. And then we have another accident, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Broadway Boulevard. And a lot of congestion on Paseo where it runs into 25. So be careful out there. Drive a little slower.
It's the balloon fiesta time, so everybody's got their necks twisted and looking up in the sky. So be very, very careful. There's Elvis!
What?
There's an Elvis balloon I've never seen before.
I can't see it.
Don't look out your car window, but Teo, look to the left, to the left, to the left, more to the left. It's like right there. You can barely see his sunglasses and his hair.
I can see it.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. That's your look at traffic. And, of course, traffic brought to you by the Rio Puerco. The Rio Puerco, a tributary of the Rio Grande in the U.S. state of New Mexico. From its source on the west side of the Nacimiento Mountains, it flows about 230 miles generally south to join the Rio Grande, about 20 miles south of Belen, and about 50 miles south of Albuquerque. Its drainage basin is about 7,350 square miles large, of which probably about 1,130 square miles are non-contributing. Thanks again to the Rio Puerco for sponsoring this look at traffic.
Yeah. Just when you thought a river couldn't do anything but flow. Or dry up.
Coming up at 9, Team Awesome Morning Party. It's going to be featuring our show. It's called Shock Therapy Live.
It's going to be shocking.
Pastor Nate Heitzig, get your questions now. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Awesome Morning Party.
It is. It's Wednesday.
Yep, which means we are 30 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah.
Get your questions in.
Get your questions in.
Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Answered.
Gearing up for a good show. I'm excited.
You have some emails?
Yeah.
Nice.
We do. We could always use some more, though. And your phone calls, of course.
Yeah.
It's coming up in half an hour. Hey, I want to thank everyone once again. Last week we kicked off our 3-day share-a-thon a week ago today. And we got to raise more funds than we've ever raised in a share-a-thon for Static Radio.
Yeah.
So it was pretty incredible. Huge thanks to everybody who got involved. I know there were those that said, hey man, I don't get paid till next week, so this is your reminder. It's like that a little alarm
this
clock
is
reminder.
Your
oh yeah. We are still a listener-supported station, and we'll continue to be. So if you love the station and you'd love to support it and didn't get a chance to next week for whatever reason, you can go to our website, mystaticradio.com. In fact, we're going to post something this morning.
Ooh.
A great way that you can help support Static Radio.
Mystery.
And possibly take care of your tummy box at the same time.
Neato.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we will post that, and all we ask is if you could please share this flyer with all your friends on Facebook, on Twitter, retweet it, whatever you need to do, because we have a local business giving us a great opportunity to keep Static Radio growing, and another opportunity for you to support us in a really cool way.
But you can only find out about that on our Facebook.
That's right.
That's it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We might tweet it.
Make sure that's posted. Make sure that's posted. So
make sure.
We mentioned earlier about a British man who forgot to book the venue for his wedding.
We did.
Rather than just book a different venue, he knew his wife really wanted that place, or soon-to-be bride. He decided to call in Bomb Threat, which I'm sure that he's going to have stories to tell to his grandchildren someday. It's going to be hilarious.
Yep.
Right now, not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much for him. But, we're talking wedding snafus or crazy stories or jobs that maybe you were in charge of for a wedding that you totally bailed on or forgot about or...
Yeah.
We got a rad story from Bill.
We did get a rad story. We got two rad stories.
Yeah! Thanks,
because
everybody.
Because you guys are so...
Thanks,
interested in participating, we got two stories. Thank you. Maybe it's because most people that listen to this show aren't married.
Ah, there you go.
You know, we should think about that before we ask questions. Anyway, Bill says the night before their wedding, a severe storm passed through and knocked out power to the entire county.
Wow.
No power at the church, no power to prepare food, etc. They continued his plan. During the wedding, which was candlelit.
That's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When his bride made it to the altar where he was waiting, the moment she stopped after the processional, boom, power came on. Whole place broke out in laughter and cheers.
Pretty great.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's cool.
The stinky thing was somebody had a TV on in the corner, and it went, and it was like, just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, God. It was Steve-O that had
that
the TV on.
To us
he was
a few
watching
weeks
TV. He was watching The Simpsons, and then bam, it came on, and Homer went, dope.
Oh, man.
That didn't happen. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just realized something we forgot, but before we do that, Nomi says her boyfriend does this cute thing where he just doesn't exist.
Oh, that's so sweet.
One day, Nomi.
Sorry, Nomi.
One day. You know what we forgot to do?
What?
Call Tim Skipper and wish him happy birthday. We got to do that.
We are fired from life.
We're probably going to get his voicemail.
Yeah, we probably are.
You got his number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim Skipper, front man of HOH. We'll be hanging out with that guy tomorrow. Shout out to everybody listening in Nashville and or Clarksville, Tennessee, and or Franklin, and or East Nasty, and or where else?
Just anywhere in the Nashville area,
yeah,
or within a few hours. You should.
There you go.
There's a free show happening in Clarksville on Friday. Look into it.
I get to MC that event. And House of Heroes is playing that event. Amazing, yep, dude named Pastor Kevin Miller is throwing down the gospel at that event.
Boom.
It's called The Uprising. You should go. Free.
Free. It's a free event.
Where's it's at Austin Peay State University?
Austin Peay.
Weare the uprising.com.
Yeah, check out that.
Details
for more
on that. Right now, though, birthday wishes
maybe
to our
he'll
dear
end.
Friend.
Please answer the phone. Don't go to voicemail. Don't go.
It's going to go to voicemail.
Wish you a happy birthday. He's probably like playing golf or something.
Yeah. It's his birthday. He's definitely not working, right? Because you don't work on your birthday?
Hello.
Hey!
Welcome to the show. Happy birthday, Timothy.
Welcome to the show.
Hey,
buddy.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
what
are.
What you gonna do for your 21st B-Day?
Oh, man. Welcome to the party. I'm required by law to tell you you're on the air. Ah.
Yes. I love being on the air.
I'm sure you do this early in the morning. So we've decided you are the front man of a pretty great band called House of Heroes.
Yay!
You love Beatles tunes. You just love good music in general. So for your birthday, we are going to let you sing us a song. Go.
Wise men say, mm-hmm, only fools rush in.
Jimmy Skipper.
But I can't help falling in love with the Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
Thank
Tim.
You. Thanks, guys.
Do you have any fun plans for today?
Yeah, what are you going to do for your birthday?
We're actually in the studio all day.
Boom!
What? Are you going to write that killer jam,
yeah,
that's going to take you to the next level and Toby Mac's going to open for you?
Oh, man. Well, we're actually doing
no
a
pressure.
Cover song today.
What?
Really?
What are you doing?
Can you reveal it?
Come on.
Let me think if I'm allowed to say or not. I don't think it's any surprise that next year is Goatee Records' 20th anniversary as a label.
Truth.
You can Wikipedia that. You can find that out.
Okay.
And so they're doing some special things where artists are covering other artists on the label, and so we're going to get in on that action.
House of Heroes, J-Train. Get on the J-Train. Can I be Kirk Franklin? Please let me do the Kirk Franklin part, please. On the J-Train, get on the J-Train. Come on. Timmy Skip, please, let me do it. It's my dream.
If that song is the one we end up doing, you're in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're coming to Nashville tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are. We are. We both are. It's going to be amazing.
Beautiful.
We get to hang out for the weekend. We're going to go see a scary movie in IMAX.
Yeah, we want to go see Gravity, but I don't know if the time's going to allow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll try.
This Joker doesn't fly in until like 11 o'clock
Hey,
tonight.
I didn't book my own flight, okay?
Yeah.
I have like a 5-hour delay in Denver, so I'm seriously going to be sitting in that creepy airport for like 5 hours trying to find the Illuminati. I'm going to find some crazy stuff. So
did Adrian book your flight?
No. Someone in Nashville booked my flight for me, so I didn't get to pick. So I only have like 3 layovers. I got to jump on 4 different planes. I'm going from Albuquerque to Arizona, then somewhere in Utah, then I think Denver, then possibly St. Louis, and then Nashville, finally.
Yay!
It's a quick flight.
It's
a quick 17-hour flight.
Meanwhile, this guy is getting in at like 1:30.
I know!
Yeah, you are.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we're there till Saturday night, so we'll have to hang out.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Timmy Skip, frontman, House of Heroes, it's your birthday. And if you could fulfill one birthday wish over the course of your entire life, what is the biggest birthday wish that is still yet unaccomplished that you want to accomplish?
Oh, jeez.
I know, just simple questions early in the morning.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. You know, I've never really made a big deal out of birthdays, but I'd say, let's see here. One birthday wish that I wish to accomplish is a 100th birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that would suck.
Oh.
100 years old? Are you kidding me? What are you going to do? Sit there and watch Ohio State games? Like, you can't. You're just sitting there.
You said
you're just going to sit there. Oh, poor Steph.
Go give me my VHS Ohio State 2002 National Championship game.
Because that was the last time they won. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just messing. I'm sorry.
Tim, I went to a Lobos game the other day.
He did.
You did?
It was Lobos versus the Aggies.
Yes, New Mexico versus New Mexico State. I took him to his first Lobo football game.
It was fun, man.
Wow.
We manhandled them.
The funny thing about the Aggies is the Aggies, their colors are maroon and white. And like silver, and that's exactly those are the colors of the Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State started off as an agricultural school.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there, and they were terrible. So it was exactly like I was watching the Bulldogs. I felt so at home. I was just like, this is it. I'm here.
New Mexico State just making you feel welcome in this state here. That's good.
Yep.
They wanted to welcome you. They were terrible. It was a fantastic game.
Well, hey, man, have a happy birthday.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, guys.
So
appreciate that.
When do we get to hear some Copper Lily on Static Radio?
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I tell you what, man, it'll be out and hand delivered to you guys within the next 2 months.
Okay. Yeah! All right. Really excited about that new project, man. I can't wait for you to break up House of Heroes so you can move on and do this thing with Copper Lily. It's going to be huge.
Don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be huge, man. Poor Colin. He's going to have to get a real job, man. Mateo's already got a job. Nuke's doing well.
And they are going to kill you.
I'm just saying, I feel mostly bad for Colin. I'll be praying for him. So, he's doing his shows by himself, like in Ohio. He's just like, man, I got to get something going now because Tim's got that old Copper Lily project. Mateo's on the radio. Nuke's working with
Let
One
Tim
Republic.
Talk. It's his birthday, and you won't shut up.
I'm sorry. People are going to be so mad. You're not breaking up the band, right? Right?
I mean, Definitely not.
Don't do it. House of Heroes is one of the greatest bands in the universe. I don't know if you knew that, but they really are. So.
I've heard the rumors.
Yeah. You're never allowed to break up that band ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
No response. He's speechless.
Well, the band just showed up, so I can't say anything else in front of them.
Tell everybody we said, hey, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Tomorrow, man. We love you. Happy birthday.
All right. Love you guys, too. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, cool. All right. Jimmy Skip. I love that guy.
He's growing up. He's 21.
He's 21 years old.
He's got a future ahead of him. What's he going to do?
Lead singer of House of Heroes. He's actually working on a side project with his bride.
Yes, Stephanie.
Now, currently Skipper.
Used to be
Stephanie Smith.
Yeah.
Stop it! Mm-mm. We're roommates.
No, I'm gonna start talking faster than you, so you will be amazed. You will be trying to talk, and I'll just be going, micro machine, and you'll be like, no, I've been bested.
Amazing.
Funny. Yeah, so they started up Copper Lily.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cute, and we'll be hearing that. You know, Colin does stuff on his own, too. And then AJ, the bass player, who I learned all of his parts because he's so freaking good at bass.
Yep.
He is a songwriter in Nashville now.
One of the most incredible bands because everybody's doing like 9 amazing things.
Yep.
So
and then Nuke is just out. Nuke is so good at guitar.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how good that Joker is at guitar. So he'll go and he'll like record parts in the studio for different people, and then he goes out and he like texts on the road for different bands. He went out with Reliant K recently, and man, they're so talented.
Yeah.
Every time I'm there and I'm just hanging out, I'm just sitting there going,
I'm on the radio.
I'm like, I'm with the greats. High praise.
Oh my gosh! How did we forget the conversation we wanted to have today?
Throw it out.
All right.
Zero everything out.
You know what?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to apologize for this day that we forgot about the most important conversation of all time. We were sitting on the couch last night.
Oh, we messed up.
We were just hanging out, watching some television, reading some comics. You know what roommates do? They just kick it and they're like chilling. And then all of a sudden, the greatest news in history dropped. And we said, that's tomorrow's show.
That's it.
That's the
whole show.
That's the best show tomorrow. Okay, somebody should write this down. Nah, let's just watch some Sons of Anarchy.
It's too big to not remember.
Man.
It's too big to not remember.
It's so big. It's the hugest news in the world.
All right.
Was it China? Korea?
Yes, I'm about
Japan.
To. I'm finding the article
okay.
right now.
Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. There was an announcement yesterday.
We need some music.
What kind of music do we want?
All right, here it is. Here it is, everyone.
Okay.
The most important news that has happened today, except probably not because we haven't seen any, like, actual news. But anyway, the most important stupid news of all day.
Of all day. You will cherish this moment for the rest of your life.
Nicolas Cage has been named the best global actor by the country of China.
That's high praise.
I want to thank everybody here for watching my movie Snake Eyes. Other great films I've done, like that one where it was the end of the world.
National Treasure.
Yes.
Family Man.
I also want to thank
Gone in 60 Seconds.
The 17 people that went and saw Knowing.
Leaving Las Vegas.
That Scarecrow movie where it was the season of the witch or whatever.
Yeah, season of the witch.
Greatest actor in the globe.
Yeah, Superman's still my favorite hero.
High praise. Thank you, China.
Guys, China.
China!
China.
This is real. We're not making this up.
China said, hey, America, rest of the world, you're all living in denial. We're just going to go ahead and throw it out there because we all know it. Nicolas Cage is the best actor in the world.
Nicolas Cage was named the greatest actor yep. on the planet.
And to further tell you how on the ball China is, Nicole Kidman was named the best actress in the world.
Hey, that's pretty good.
She's wonderful.
That's pretty good.
Other global winners include Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Matthew Perry.
Oh, come on, for being the greatest friend in the world.
He won Greatest Friend Award. I thought it was me, but it's Matthew Perry.
God bless you, China, for naming Matthew Perry greatest friend in the world.
Michelle Dockery. And then in the most controversial move China's made in years.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Has been named the best global singer.
Stop it right now.
She arrived with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelback frontman,
yeah,
Chad Look Kroeger.
At this photograph. It was other time in China.
She was quoted as saying, it was an honor, and it was really sweet, and I feel very happy and lucky to be here.
Yeah.
Asia, everyone in Asia, has been really good. I have a lot of fans here, so I'm going to start my tour here in February.
Oh,
I'll tour all across Asia, and so I feel very grateful for the fan base here.
Yep.
Let's look at some more winners down here.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, China.
Thank you. Lifetime Achievement Award, Jeremy Irons.
Oh, of course. Actually, Jeremy Irons, he was Scar. He was also the bad guy in Die Hard 3, so, you know.
Are you trying to make me go into a song?
I'm just saying, he really was.
Be prepared.
Yes, dude, I'm just saying.
Best global actor, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Best global actress, Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
best global singer, Avril Lavigne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
I would like to thank my husband.
I'm so much taller than all of my husbands.
It's true. I saw her in Nashville one time. She's tall.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. She was, like, striking.
Well,
was like,
yes, whoa! Nicole Kidman.
And then I was like, who is that short guy with... That's Keith Urban. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Yeah, best global actor in a TV series, Matthew Perry.
That's just because China just got Friends. They think it's brand new. So, don't tell anyone.
What is this show?
Best global actor on television, Matthew Perry.
Best global action movie actor, Sam Worthington.
Oh,
your boy.
For Avatar that just released in China.
Yeah, best global actress in a TV series, Michelle Dockery. Best emerging global talent, Boo Boo Stewart.
Oh.
Boo Boo's going to be in the next X-Men movie.
How did we not do this as a topic? This is carrying over to tomorrow.
This is going to be discussed at length tomorrow because...